more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Time right now is 5:04. The day, Tuesday, February 10th, which can only mean one thing, that February 14th is, well, by definition, right around the corner. But you're not here to talk about Valentine's Day. You're not here to learn about St. Valentine. And you're not here to learn about the monopoly that Hallmark has on days that they just continuously continue to make the fuck up. You're here for one reason alone, because you looked at your watch. You heard the sound of the tick, 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 ticking at your bedroom door, and you knew exactly what goddamn time it is. You're tuned in to My Time Now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Sleep at All, ever, really. That's the new name. It's happening right now, and it's going down. I am super preoccupied because I just got Android 5.1 on my phone, and I mean, if you're still fucking using an iPhone, you need to reevaluate your life, because you suck. That's first and foremost, but more importantly, it's just so freaking cool. I'm telling you that right now. If you have an Android phone and you have an HTC, you should probably update your phone, because it's the bomb dot forever. Yep, that's a new thing, and it's going down. We're going to talk about a lot of shit today. One of those things being the Grammys, and the ideas behind it. Someone just got at me in the email saying, you seen a post where you said you can have music played from other artists. Hit me up. I'm interested. I'm going to respond to this later. Now, that's not the most unprofessional email I ever got. Also, in the body of the picture that I posted, it clearly states what to do. Send your music attached. Fucking MP3 for... I don't know. I have no idea. I just got 100 gigabytes free from Google Drive, guys. It's going down right now. Android. Fucking making it happen. One day at a time. I'm telling you. It's happening. We're going to talk KRS-One. We're going to talk a lot of Grammys, really. A lot of fucking Grammys. And we're going to talk ignorant, stupid shit. So, you know, let's just play some music while I go back and fiddle. And I'll come back when I fucking feel like it. Why? It's my damn show.
X, 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 doop-a-dee-doo. I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doop-a-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that what I do. Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that what I do. Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that what I do. Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that what I do. Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that what I do. Rapping as if I was from a bar, cause that what I do. Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh shit, hitting them with the raw shit. Thinking to think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and they messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm, was next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme video, you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme video, you define bigger, better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlicks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it. X, X, X,
you will go far.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that what I do. Merc him, turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that what I do. Smirk and get him nervous, then just snap, cause that what I do. Make him gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that what I do. Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that what I do. Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that what I do. Got them all to ass.
Yo, 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 yo. I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they bruise, why I grew into a despicable me. And that's act, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack. And I grab them, then I rip them in half with a laugh. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like, look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doop-a-dee-da. If you're not greedy,
X, X, X.
Do.
Told you not to forget the
told
name.
Told you not to forget the name.
Do.
Do.
X. The name.
The
do.
Name.
The
name.
The
name.
X. Your name.
The name.
The name.
Do.
2015.
Do. Do.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Listen.
Listen.
I be on my Batman tip, my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with the girl, you can ask your chick. She said the pipe so good, now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow. You think her name was Naruto. These other rappers magic off and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out. I'm the last level of games, I'm talking boss out. Make some cash that ain't got no lives, I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's savage, you cool and blonde. I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother, won't beat if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it, brother. Got you, nerd god, nerd cooking, you all awful. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry they're so mean. I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the X gene. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus in an Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk thug, act punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull a Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with the mic in my hand. I like that you can't afford, huh.
See me as the Green Ranger. Shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye. With Hawkeyes and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames, they're blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, I teach it every night. God-like skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer. Comic Droid, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver. Megatron, Foe, don't sleep on a heavy hitter. Wake up!
Game. One more time, can we write it? in the snow. Watch me scream. I made it out the bottom, yeah, yeah. I'm like a basketball, yeah, yeah. Nigga Saskian for 10 years, but who is Saskia, y'all? Saskia boy that the women love. They fit like OJ Simpson glove. Let the choir sing. It's my time. It's same flow. Insatiable cry. Shining for watches. Guess I'm taking my time. Take my life in my hands. Ain't no fake on my son.
They don't want us to be powerful. Fuck that, we need. They don't want us to be kings and queens, the gods and goddesses. We want to see love. Would you rise to come?
We pull up, we pull up, we pull up. We run up them shoulders, them know we men on the way. When they just come out the word, mother, them they want what they know.
Upset now that I have to do this because I want to play with my phone, but there's shit we gotta talk about, I guess. So let's get to talking. There's an article in Hip Hop DX where it's a repost on everyone's. Let's cut to the chase. Everyone's real upset about hip hop and the Grammys and all this what have you starting some shit. So Complex magazine, because, you know, when I think hip-hop, well, of course, clearly, I think Complex, did a video that talks about the disparities of hip-hop in the Grammys, and I'm gonna click play, and we're gonna talk about this. And no, this isn't just a ploy so that I can get back to my phone. This is a real video. I had this planned out, okay? I had this planned out. It's happening. It's going down. Might be a commercial, so
drink and become Dracula.
Of course it was a commercial. always gotta remember that.
You will have enhanced senses. Dominion over the night. And all.
Thought I fucking muted this shit. That's pretty cool. Or Nicki Minaj and former boyfriend.
It's creatures.
There is still more to fear!
Dracula Untold. On it now on Blu-ray.
Raggly Rock, man. I muted that shit twice.
The 57th Annual Grammy Awards air this weekend, and we're 99% sure there's going to be some f***ery with the rap categories. Hip-hop has traditionally had a strained relationship with the Grammys.
Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best.
And the most vilified rapper of the moment, Iggy Azalea, is nominated for 4 awards, including Best Rap Album. So we expect the worst because if you look at the stats, it's clear the Grammys don't give a sh** about rap. The main reason we're so pessimistic is because last year, Macklemore won 3 out of the 4 rap Grammys, which means the Seattle rapper has more Grammys than Tupac, Biggie, Nas, DMX, Busta Rhymes, KRS-One, Rick Ross, Snoop Dogg, Mos Def, Run-DMC, Public Enemy, Big Pun, Jeezy, Ja Rule, and Kendrick Lamar, combined.
So here's my first issue with that. I mean, who cares? Number one, I mean, so what? Does that make him any less of a hip-hop artist? I don't understand what the issue is. You also have to take into consideration the type of music he makes in comparison to the type of music a lot of those other rappers make. Another thing that you have to take into consideration is that when Biggie and Pac were still alive, yeah, hip-hop and rap wasn't a thing to the Grammys. Nas, DMX, Busta Rhymes, these weren't things back then. Sure as hell not KRS-One. Like, come on now. And Ja Rule doesn't even belong in this category, so I don't even know what the fuck he's doing there. And neither does Rick Ross, by the way, or Young Jeezy. So, I mean, this, it's a completely... And does it bother anybody else that the person talking about this shit is fucking white? Like, or is it just me? Because I feel like that in and of itself is a huge contradiction right there. Someone talking about how hip-hop doesn't matter at the Grammys and it's a fucking white person. Where are... What is happening? What is happening? But I feel like you look at the times at which these artists were relevant and in their prime, hip-hop wasn't... It was mainstream, but it wasn't recognized. It wasn't acknowledged as a art form in the, you know, music community, so to speak. So it definitely wasn't getting represented at the Grammys. And what else? And who cares if Macklemore has won 4 Grammys? It has nothing to do. The overall tone of this entire piece is that, oh, you know, these people are winning because they're white or they're, you know, whatever. And it's like, that's such bullshit. Like, it has nothing to do with anything in the main scheme of things. I mean, does Iggy Azalea make shitty music, in my opinion? Absolutely. But it's fucking catchy. And that's, like, that's part of the whole thing right there. Like, when, as this goes on, you'll see, you know, some of the people, I mean, like, when 3-6 Mafia won for that one song that they did, I can't remember what the fuck it was, but they won a Grammy. You know, and it was just a ridiculous song, but it was catchy. It got stuck in your head. And that's the type of shit that, you know, the Grammys is looking for. You look at the shit music that wins a lot of the time. It's catchy, fucking toe-tapping music. So, I mean, does Iggy Azalea make good music? Absolutely not. But she's going to get some fucking Grammys for it. And the fact of the matter is, Macklemore, Eminem, Iggy Azalea, all these people, they are. They're paving a way in the genre. But, you know, what the fuck do I know? I'm just crazy.
Damn! Macklemore isn't the only rapper who seemingly benefited from his white privilege. With her 4 white nominations, privilege. Iggy Azalea has more Grammy nominations in rap categories than MC Light, Lil' Kim, and Foxy Brown combined. She even has more rap nominations than 8-time Grammy winner Lauryn Hill, who's mostly been nominated in R&B and general categories.
So whenever you stand for something and you stand for goodness and truth, you will always get resistance. That's period.
It's not just white rappers either. Few rap fans would stand for a pop rap act like the Black Eyed Peas, but they've won more rap Grammys than legendary groups like Gangstar, The Ghetto Boys, UGK, N.W.A., and A Tribe Called Quest combined. And it's not just that the wrong people win the awards. Even the nominations don't make sense. The Shop Boys, Ying Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, Peter Guns, and Tyga have all been nominated for Grammys. Meanwhile, Scarface, Rakim, Ice Cube, Mobb Deep, and Ghostface Killah have never even been nominated for an award. Yo,
fuck that. Look at the names.
Afro Man has as many rap Grammy nominations as Redman.
This I agree with.
Let that one marinate.
Why, man? Yeah, cause I got high.
You just embarrassed yourself, sir. Go home, beat it.
Though he's been nominated 22 times, Drake has only won 1 Grammy so far. That doesn't sound so bad until you realize that means he has the same number of Grammys as Murphy Lee, Coolio, and Sir Mix-a-Lot. You other brothers can't deny. Worst. Despite a recent influx of women in rap, a female rapper hasn't won a rap Grammy in over 10 years. The last female rapper to win one was Missy Elliott for her song Work It in 2004. So, go Iggy? It gets worse for the ladies. Only 3 women have won the Grammy for Rap Song of the Year. But 2 of them were singers, Alicia Keys and Rihanna, and they both won for singing hooks on Jay-Z songs.
Look, Daddy got a gold sippy cup for you.
The third was Fergie. When it comes to the Grammys, Eminem, Jay-Z, and Kanye West are the three kings. Of the 92 Grammy Awards given in the four major rap categories, the trio has won 41 of them. That's a whopping 45%. Now, we love them as much as anyone, but no one is going to argue those three represent approximately half of what rap has to offer.
Everybody wants to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So yeah, we don't have much faith in the Grammys. But here's to hoping for the best, but expecting the worst.
I don't have that much faith in fucking Complex magazine and their stupid fucking commentary on bullshit that they have no fucking knowledge about. Let me see something really quickly. Let me see if I could pull some stuff, man. I want to see, let's doing a Google search here for Complex Magazine's 100 Best. I mean, the simple, first off, is Complex even a hip-hop publication? Do I have that all wrong to begin with? Because if they are, they've already lost credibility. And the first fucking top 100 they had come up was Complex Magazine's top 100 porn stars. You immediately lose any debate about anything that you were ever thinking about having. So, yep. This is Complex, all right. I don't know. It's just dumb. They're dumb. They are dumb. Everything's dumb. Yes, now, with all that being said, does the Grammys know hip-hop? Absolutely not. But I sure as the hell don't fucking think Complex is a motherfucking guru on the whole situation. I mean, they just put Big Sean on the fucking cover of their next issue magazine. Fuck out of here. What? What? Stop it. No. Don't do that. That's dumb. It's just dumb. It's silly. It's silly, Complex. You need to stop. You need to shut it down. Okay, you need to go back to the drawing board. Whoever that was in that article needs to reevaluate their lives and decide on some things, because they definitely have the ideas all motherfucking wrong. Let's let the horns blare with Max Starr. And we're going to make it happen today, okay? Fuck the Grammys anyway. Who cares? Okay? Who cares? No one. Certainly not I, sir.
I don't know. Assuming the song's about me. This is me, you know? And I don't know what else to say. Cause I'm rapping about me, no one else today. And it's funny how my world transitions to the nigga that some people always listen to. A mission to an exquisite dude. All I got's my real fans and missile dude. Say, huh? What's the meaning of a hardship? Well, I guess nothing to these people, that's nonsense. Cause to these people, all my talent isn't godsend. I hope the shit straight sits on your conscience. So, if you're feeling like you got sense, then take a walk with me, you can follow my steps.
Yeah, you just wanna try to steal my shine. Trying to formulate a plot for my downfall. But you'll never ever stop my grind. I'ma live until I have it all. You just wanna see me down and out.
You, fuck nigga on the horn there. Stop hating nigga, let the fucking horn blare. You want some fuck shit, and that's enough shit. You the type of nigga always trying to get stuff quicker, but that ain't even necessary. Get a drink at the bar, little nigga go hard. And I know they wanna see my downfall, but I'ma go far, you should be around more.
Trying to see you, see that you know.
nut grow. I found it ain't joke, baggy from back when I'm flowed. My high school days freestyling by the lockers. Affinity with copper, sack and rock Chewbacca's. If you rap and smoke dope, smoke dope and then rap. So I bought it with my debit double bag in the black. I was backing on my grind and welling on my way until I finally realized I can now roll a J. Roll a B, I was split. Can you tell that I learned? 20 minutes before, we were burning a fern. We were looking for weed, pushing all I could find. Was a bag of the pine that I bought it on 9. Okay, back to the story that should not be ignored. High school were the days when you broke, now poor. Check your wristwatch, getting picked from the cops at 10 to 11, cause you're thizzing with mock. And I listen to Bach and stayed away from the weed. Cause college was the spot of getting lit to ripped off. I hit the weed and they come.
I fell right.
The weed to lift off. Roll a B, I was spliff. Can you tell that I learned? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, pushing out like a fine. Was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's 2013, 4 years it seems since I put that baggie in the box that I see. I opened up and what did I find? A daily green lighter and a double the pine. And you know desperate times call for desperate measures. I was drier than the weather, yo, residing in the desert. I was higher than the ego, one smell of Calitos. Polar frosted flakes, Doc Pep Toledo. Blowing out a window, hoping that my folks can only smell the mist shake spray when it's ocean. Oh damn, coughing up my lungs. I can't help but stop and think about young GERD days when I would script for some codeine. And today's girls might strip for some codeine. I could sell a makeup bug, take a pill and make a fuck. Bring my bank a bake a cake a bud. Oh, just roll a B, I was split. Can you tell that I learned? 20 minutes before, we were burning a fern. We were looking for weed, pushing out like a fine. Was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. Sitting in my room, writing this rat. A 4 year bud, it did just that. And although it was old, I got damn high. So when the song ends, go and press rewind and roll the B.O. a spliff. Can you tell that I learned? Cause 20 minutes before, we was burning the fern. We were looking for weed, so we called in a dime. I switched it sweeter than tea. It's a piece of the mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Pine by J. Mother Effing Dime, man. Here's another person that's kind of upset with the Grammys and hip hop and what have you, starting some she. Rhapsody says the Grammys don't know hip hop. She says that the Grammys does not represent hip hop culture. The Grammys, as far as hip hop goes, they don't necessarily know a lot about our culture, she said to MSNBC last week. The North Carolina rapper says she was rooting for Childish Gambino or Schoolboy Q in this year's competition. Both artists were nominated for Best Rap Album, and Childish Gambino was also up for Best Rap Performance. To Rhapsody, there is a higher purpose for making music than to win awards. It's when I can travel 16 hours to South Africa and a six-year-old girl comes up to me and says that she wants to be like you when she grows up, she says. That's what fills me with joy to inspire the next generation. That's more powerful to me than the Grammy, than any Grammy. In the article, she further explains the influence in her music, including Lauryn Hill. She expands on what it means to be a female hip-hop artist when men say they can't relate to women who rap. You have to be secure with yourself, and you have to be confident in what you do, and never second-guess it, she says. Because there's always someone out there who can relate to you and somebody that you're speaking for. And that's true. Men are fucking retarded. I mean, just, geez Louise, H. Crimney, Christ, come on. But also, Childish Gambino, Schoolboy Q, they definitely don't deserve W's. But again, it's just, these are the facts, you know. The Grammys are not for hip hop artists. It's not. It's for pop people who, you know, we're just doing enough to get by and to strive and to do all these things. So it's like, it's not really for that particular culture. I mean, we just need to get over that and deal with it. However, what little that is represented of hip-hop should be supported, you know, white, black, male, or female. It shouldn't matter, you know, the ethnicity of the artist. What matters is the fact that they are part of the culture, regardless of whatever their skin tone may be, you know? I mean, I feel like that is more important than the idea that, you know, they're not black and it's just their quote-unquote white privilege that's getting them this far, because that's just, it's bullshit. It's a nonsense cop-out used to make someone feel fucking inferior, and that's just not the business. You dig? We got to shut that shit down. It's gotta get shut down. Okay? Okay. Let's move on with Kelly Mays, Revival.
Sending this one out. Sending this to all the ladies and my girls at Nocturnal. Grab your journal. It's eternal. See if you can feel this. The fear isn't out there, no ma, it's just love. We co-create this pain inside forever. Oh please, you bees, just take a look. A life can change from a person's story or book. You're hooked, cause ain't no such thing as halfway lifted. The spirit's around when the crown opens expansive sound. It's similar to shaman law. Now we all fill up and fall and beyond, we in control. They better have the gemstones ready. Setting the babies free and my third eye steady. Hand healing is subtle, we touch you. Cells expand, no BS to go home with. My aura is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of rapture. Enlightenment, this is what I'm after. The hate got a girl depressed. Wish my ether was an armor to absorb the stress. God bless your soul, the hematite is laid. Now I'm searching for the scroll. Holy Grail quotes, the feminine re-enter. Two skills to one, put us together. It's like mixing citrine and guilt. Duality is lasting, taking my enemies with me. And all the outcasts that I will never regret. See, goddess of Zimmy retracted and some confused it as an act. We've risen, now we can't turn back. This is a fact, quantum physics is my crap. That I can't say no, I will release the slack. Take a breath, thank goddess, you're alive. Revival of the fifth sun, yeah. We will survive, yeah. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth. I'm zapped in the vortex, I'm elbow with the flow. You know, when the crow gets low, his feathers go. Remember that, as long as you don't have my back, I'll be on the clock, hustling, recording a track. Reroute my team intact and proceed exhausted. But certain payout, more than the constant. It's written the new world order, forget it, you're smitten. My mother gave up, spent a lot of time wishing. My fifth world is my new sale kitchen. Ask my fam when I separated alien fits in. But this shit happens for a reason. No sense in holding me down, it's really you that your fist squeezing. Science now explains how the highest cell tickle hit with a 528 hertz of cold. Take responsibility and stop all the blame. No need to shoot bigger than me, forget the fame. The point is set to tip the 100th monkey real quick. Only a few absorbing all your prejudice. Full effect, don't forget, ain't done yet. No matter how much love I get, I'm making freedom my project. Forever, not giving up until it gets better. Indeed, self-improving, then we get together. When baby's in the hearse, something just don't work. Try not to react to silly-ish and let my feelings hurt. My crew's all about truth, we still cute. And quickly see the inner beauty root beyond self. On the track, stood up when I fell. In the city of bridges, the portal opens well. You better keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth. Yeah. Shout out to Brett from American Built, Peter Joseph from Zeitgeist, and Stuart from Monica.
That was Kelly Mays featuring me being silly. So that was a thing for a little while that you guys all got to enjoy. I hope that you appreciated it and that, you know, it's a thing, okay? Enjoy these things. Enjoy them as they come because they don't come very often. Listen, I'm going to take a short commercial break. And we're going to be right back after these brief but sudden. Oh, you know what? Speaking of sudden, Gotham pissed me off this week. Like, real bad. Okay? Like, first off, what the fuck is going on with Fish Mooney? Secondly, what was that shit? Like, with the whole Penguin and Enigma thing. What was up with Jonathan Crane? Like, seriously? I mean, I don't remember his exact backstory. And I mean, I know that none of the backstories are accurate, but still, that's just, it's silly. It's silly to think that he's going to become the Scarecrow because of that whole thing. Like, that's the reason why. Like, that's just, what the heck. But, I'm telling you right now, I do love me some Alfred, bro. That shit was the bomb. He falls and is like, how long have you been here? Oh, about an hour. So you started climbing up that mountain. That's just, it's awesome. Just the best. The best things ever. Just the little things in life that are key. And let's just talk for a second about, Arrow. Awesome. Finally saw. I like the way that they completely just avoided the fact, or at least so far, they have not talked about the fact that he died and how he came back. I mean, I hope that eventually we figure out how he got stabbed in the abdomen twice and through the chest and kicked off of a mountain and onto the rocks and then is just up the next day fucking walking around, la-da-da, a fucking Green Arrow. Like, okay, you didn't want to use the Lazarus Pit, which is fine. Okay, sure. But explain that shit to me. I also really enjoyed the guy who played Brick. Oh, that was good. I felt like in his own little way, he was a metahuman, you know? Because I'm awfully sure Diggle shot him in the head and, like, it did nothing to him. So, that, weird. But, yeah, that was just very well played. It pissed me off, too, though, that it took Wildcat so long to get his shit together and go, oh, maybe I should fucking fight some crime again, because I used to be a superhero, and the Glades are kind of going shit. Like, why wouldn't he step up to begin with? All he could say is, I told you you weren't ready, to Laurel, who, again, by the F-off way, what the shit? They just need, I hope that there's a cousin of hers, and that cousin's name is Diana, and we can just get to the real fucking Black Canary, because her as Black Canary is pissing me off. But I do like how they make her bumbly and goofy. Like, when she was fighting with Arsenal, she jumped off the roof and onto the car, and she fell. That was great. That was great. It was great. Like, it didn't even look planned. I felt like she fell in real life, and they were like, ooh, keep that, because that was good. Can't make that shit up. What else? This week's episode, we may get to see Speedy. As Speedy, eventually, which would be cool. It's going to be weird if she takes up the mantle of Artemis, though. That would be aggravating. But, yeah. I mean, I know that they've referenced her as Speedy in the past, so it'd be really cool if she became Speedy, finally. She's got the training now, so that's awesome. I feel like they're really elevating the pace of the show this season. There are rumors going around that Diggle may be Jon Stewart version of Green Lantern. I don't know how I feel about that, but yeah. That's cool. Yay, that. Inhumane's movie coming out 2019, guys. 2019. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is already doing stuff with it now. So it's like, how's that going to work? Like, is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just going to turn into fucking Agents of Inhumane? Like, I don't, what the fuck? What happens now? 2019, everybody's all jumping for joy over two things, actually, the internet has been blowing up about. Netflix doing Zelda, original live-action series, which just, in my head, I'm picturing Game of Thrones meets fucking, I don't even know, I'm just picturing Game of Thrones. I've never even seen Game of Thrones, so I don't know how I can picture it, but that's just what I see. And also the fact that Marvel has, I guess not acquired, but had the Marvel and Sony came to an agreement, and Spider-Man is now re-part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is really cool. You know, I'm not like jizzing all over the computer screen like everybody else is, but definitely, definitely awesome, especially since they're trying to do Civil War. That's going to be, oh, just fucking major, dude. It's about time they just go, hey, we've got really great comics, already well-written and awesome. How about we just turn this shit into a movie? That's, it's, yes, yes. Why haven't you did it before? Like, why is it taking so long? DC, where the fuck you at? Come on. You had one of the best comic book titles ever in Identity Crisis. Why? Why is it not a thing? Why the fuck is it not a thing? Please make it happen. The Atom coming to Flash soon. That's going to be cool. Flash is on right now. You guys are probably fucking watching that instead of listening to me. It's okay. I respect it. Firestorm. Not that excited about it. Was super stoked to see Grodd last week, though. Just thebomb.org, fucking Gorilla Grodd. Everyone speculates that he may have something to do with Wells' final endgame. I also find it interesting that there's a comic book that came out, I want to say last week, or Batman, or last month, maybe. No, it was last week. Batman Endgame. There's a lot of endgames going on right now. The New 52 is coming to an end, thank God. Although fucking Wally West isn't coming back. So what the shit is that about? Fuck.org, man. Jeez. But whatevs. Whatevs. Not griping. Anyway, those are things that are interesting that are happening right now outside of the Grammys and fucking hip-hop. So fucking deal with it. Like I said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And after these messages, we'll be right back. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Only you can prevent forest fires. Okay, here we go. Bye.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cutthroat Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
you sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skip the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
narrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
So deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
keep going.
Both funny.
Like, where you going?
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming, night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday night, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, never.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying. So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Global warming, let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that? Iggy? Now, I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well, do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? No. From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists? That word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned from your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer? No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the f*** up, because I'm sick and tired of having this f***ing conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just 7 facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming.
Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans.
Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s.
Glacial retreats.
You come here too?
Extreme weather events!
Ocean acidification, I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad. Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems fucking crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science. But it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing. Life finds a way. Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. And promise, it's not all science. And a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place.
Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
It is the best place for good talk. I mean, let's be real. How's everybody doing? Anybody see any good movies lately? I haven't. I wanted to go see Jupiter ascending, but I hath not yet, for I hath not had the time or finances, for I had to play an arm and a leg to receive back my steed to travel to and fro the job of Stauntrestuses. I don't know, dude. Let's talk really quickly about KRS-One, shall we? He goes on to address something that I didn't even know was a fucking thing until I seen the article. The state of Arizona labeling ethnic studies illegal. What the fuck is happening in Arizona right now that I don't know about? Weeks after the Huffington Post published a news story stating that an essay from KRS-One was among a handful of items the outgoing head of Arizona's education department was hoping to ban, the Bronx, New York rapper has offered his thoughts on the controversy. After being asked about the controversy during an interview with Rolling Stone, KRS-One revealed that it shows how bleak the American school system is. He was given proof as to why the school system feels the curriculum he's included in is considered illegal. I don't know why I forgot how to read in that small, brief instant. I didn't know words for a second. According to the rapper, the school system felt that teaching hip-hop meant that they were promoting a specific ethnic group. It just goes to show how far American education really is, KRS said. They're trying to teach hip-hop from a historical perspective, and this is what the Arizona State Superintendent, or the law that was cited, is up against. Knowledge has moved past the law. They gave me a copy of the law while I was there and said, this is why our curriculum is illegal. Their conclusion was that hip-hop was seen as promoting a specific ethnic group, he added. The state would like to promote individualism over collectivism. Jesus, I hate words with V's and shit. Of course, the predominantly Mexican population out here in Arizona just went up in flames, but no one even knew that the law existed. I sure as hell didn't. Even the teachers and the principal was shocked at this. In the state's view, they felt that this curriculum was turning kids toward a specific view of hip-hop. What they want to do is stop us from using their forum to advance our culture. And I don't know that that's wrong. If you pay billions of dollars for schooling and you're the state, and you have the responsibility of keeping national identity together and maintaining colonialism as well, I don't have a problem with being illegal in their eyes. It's not real illegal. That's in fucking sane. What is happening? And then people go, oh, yeah, that's not true. These things. It's like, yes, it is. You're fucking trying to hold people back. Okay? Shut it down. Shut it down. KRS-One, who has visited Arizona's Kalahai Magnet School, was also asked about his thoughts on the school. Kalahai was singled out due to its African-American-focused English class, a class that utilized the wordsmith's introduction to hip-hop. I met Andrew, brilliant teacher. He's just ahead of his time, the rapper said. I got to go to the classroom, and it was amazing. I totally turned my opinion of public schooling around. I'm not a fan of public school at all. I think it's one of the greatest catastrophes of American history. But when I went to Kala High School, wow. Talking to the students was amazing. The honor was actually mine, more than theirs. Each time they thanked me, I said that they shouldn't thank me for my responsibility. It's the responsibility of artists everywhere to do whatever they can to steer young people to some sort of positive direction. It is the responsibility of artists everywhere to do whatever they can to steer young people in some positive direction. And I'm going to let that motherfucking sink in for a second, because hath I not been saying that for a fortnight? The answer is yes. Yes, I have. I've been saying that for fucking ever. Now, you guys are going to get with it. And you're going to get with it like Avarex. Produced by So Ava. Hashtag, you know, time it is.
Sunny day. I've been on my grind, and it's been since day one. I've been trying to shine, and it's been since day one. Keep the same niggas around, and it's been since day one. My main bitch been down a ride, and it's been since day one. Keep your head up to the sky, and it's been since day one. Studio been putting time, and it's been since day one. I've been on my grind, and it's been since day one. I've been trying to shine, and it's been since day one. And I've been going hard, and it's been since day one. Kept my foot up on the gas every day since day one. A real nigga that ride with you, that's your day one. And if you down to do the time, that's your day one. Take a look up in my eyes, nigga, tell me what you see. Never been the type to lie till you always kept it G. Some niggas that show you love and they hating low key. You ain't a part of my circle, get the fuck around me. If you ever see a bad bitch strolling around here, I can bet your last dollar that she ain't from around here. Pull up in that foreign car and she park it right there. You niggas cannot afford what she worth around here. And it's the type of life a nigga really trying to live. Flying down to South Beach on a Sunday, I'm at Liv. I've been feeling like an underdog since day one. So I've been going hard and it's been since day one. I've been on my grind and it's been since day one. I've been trying to shine and it's been since day one. Keep the same niggas around and it's been since day one. My main bitch been down the ride and it's been since day one. Keep your head up to the sky and it's been since day one. Studio been letting time and it's been since day one. I've been on my grind and it's been since day one. I've been trying to shine.
For me, can't conversate with no dough. Oh no, shots from the Henny got me loco. If I take a selfie, middle finger to the photo. A hood nigga, I always been it since day one. My grandmother told me what money you better save some. Several rolled up in the back, look, we don't blaze one. And the head she giving me, nigga, it be amazing. Life is a bitch, so I grab her by the waist. Lean into her face,
doggy style to the bone.
After that, she get a taste. I be smirking like I'm Mace, and I've been making hits while they just run into the base. Look, I've been about this money ever since I was a kid, watching drug dealers in a black Benz riding big. And for the tip, nigga, you don't know me. Baby girl, I'm about to ask you, so you gotta show
me. I've been trying to shine, and it's been since day one. Keep the same niggas around, and it's been since day one. My main bitch been down the ride, and it's been since day one. Keep your head up to the sky, and it's been since day one. Studio been putting time, and it's been since day one. I've been on my grind, and it's been since day one. I've been trying to shine, and it's been since day one.
I'm feeling all alone. Couldn't reach the top of your charts if I was fucking. Yeah. 105 on BoilerRadio.com. This is my time now, and this is my really cool nigga voice. Do you like my really cool nigga voice? What if when you tuned into every episode, I used the really cool nigga voice, and we played the smoothest, softest, most dopest underground hip-hop jams of 2015, baby. Oh, yeah. This is MoreLikeRadio.com, and I am a really smooth nigga.
Missy Elliott talks Super Bowl halftime performance and Young Thug's ageism comments. What the fuck? First off, here's something that will blow your mind. I was listening to the radio the other day, right? Crazy. Oh, no, that's not what's going to blow your mind, although I'm sure your mind was blown. No, I was listening to the radio the other day, and apparently a lot of motherfucking kids out there thought Missy Elliott was a new artist. They thought the songs she were playing was new songs, and this happened. And then you feel old as fuck, because you're like, what is happening in the world that you don't know that this artist is not just, wow, wow. Boy, is she old, though, I'm right? Like, whew, boy. Hashtag Deflategate at Missy Elliott. Jeez Louise, boy, she just did not age well. I tell you what, she definitely was no Pharrell Williams, no Will Smith. Gee, by the way, I need those two fucking guys to age, okay? Because I'm just beginning to think they're cloned and or aliens, or cloned aliens, because they don't age at all. I seen Will Smith the other day on what's that little Munchkin Man's show? Whatever. He was on one of those NBC late night talk shows promoting his new movie, which I'm going to go see. Shit looks dope. But man looks just as young as he did when he was singing in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the Cosby Show is where I used to play most of my days. No? Wrong show? All right. Missy Elliott called in the Sway in the Morning show February 5th to talk about her performance during halftime at the Super Bowl that the fucking Seahawks should have won. The recent success of her previously released records and Young Thug's comments in GQ regarding Jay-Z being too old to rap. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? He's too old to rap. I don't understand. I don't understand. And by the way, at what point, Young Thug, do you stop being Young Thug? At what point do you just become Old Thug? Or just Thug? You gonna be Young Thug forever? Clearly we know where your mind state is, because you put Young at the beginning of your stupid fucking rap name, you stupid moron. I hate people like you who say dumb shit like this. Jay-Z's too old to be rapping. What? What? This reminds me of why I started doing this show in the first fucking place. Because the little morons like you, where I could just come and find you and just slap your face off of your face. Slap these stupid ideas out of your stupid head. Okay? There's no such thing as being too old to fucking rap, you moron. Jeez. Us. My blood is pumping. Anyway, Missy told the radio show host that although she's been performing for over 20 years, leading up to the Super Bowl night, she began to suffer from anxiety attacks. To calm her nerves, on game day, she prayed all the way to the stage. I thank Katy Perry, with whom she performed during the Super Bowl halftime show, Missy says within the 16-minute phone call. She could have picked any artist, and it was big for her, so most artists would probably be like, let me get somebody that's at the top of the charts right now. But she called Missy Elliott and she told Missy Elliott that she said that she was a fan of mine. And that meant a lot. We did a record together and I thought I was going to come out on the record we did together. And she said, I want you to do your own records. And I'm like, wow. Now, there weren't that many O's that I'm ad-libbing right now, ladies and gentlemen, but just bear with me. And I'm like, wow. She said to me, God got you here for a reason. days after Missy's triumphant, I never know if it's triumphant or triumphant. Both words, tomato, tomato, but I feel better saying triumphant. The H is probably silent. Each of the songs she performed during a halftime show, Work It, Get Your Freak On, and Lose Control, began to sell more on iTunes, and her song streams boosted on Spotify. Additionally, since the Super Duper Fly, rapper hasn't released a studio album in nearly a decade. Let's not say 10 years. 10 years makes it sound too small. Nope, let's call it what it is. In nearly a decade, many younger fans perceived her to be a new artist. And they're a bunch of fucking idiots. That's clearly not fans of the craft, genre, or culture. Just a bunch of fucking hypocritical posers that are following the new fad. But that's just my opinion. What do I know? I've been getting a lot of tour offers, Missy told Sway. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. Can you believe that shit? One Super Bowl show has turned her life around. Just one performance at the Super Bowl, now everybody wants to work with her. I would say no, just out of sheer, where the fuck were you when before the Super Bowl, when I was just at home eating cheese, wondering what I'm going to do next. Now, everybody's on my nuts, or at least in her case, her sagging breast. I don't know. But they're on it and suckling hard. When Young Thug's recent GQ comments came up in conversation, Missy recalled making timeless music with Timbaland. I think what me and Tim did, our music was so ahead of its time, and it's still ahead of its time, and it's not even coming from a cocky or conceited way. I look at Tim and say, what were you on? What were we on? Musically, it can't be duplicated. It really can't, man. Timbaland makes some of the best fucking beats. I've tried to duplicate it. I can't do it. I've tried to have it duplicated. It can't be done. It cannot be done. He is one in a million. Hashtag RIP Aaliyah. Talent is talent. And it's timeless. That's just my take on it. No, what she should have said is, if I ever see Young Thug in the streets, beat the shit out of him. And then I'm going to call Timbaland. And Timbaland's going to beat the shit out of him. And we're going to... And then we could go on My Time Now. We get Johnny. Johnny's slaps face off his face. Put a fish tuck the coup de grace on that motherfucker. Stupid comment. It's a stupid. Stupid. Okay. Just fucking A, man. And you know what the worst part about it is? I don't even know who Young Thug is. Googling this motherfucker right now. Jesus. He's 22. He's 22. He has the audacity to talk about some goddamn Jay-Z's too old to be fucking... Seriously? Seriously. Really? Really, Young Thug. Really, Jeffrey Williams? Your name is Jeffrey Williams, bro. Jeffrey Williams. Your name is Jeffrey, bro. Jeff. You're Jeff. You're Mr. Williams, okay? Mr. Thug. Mr. Your one album that you sold, Thugga Thug. Hmm? Really? 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 Seriously, right now. That's you, huh? That's you, Thugga Thug. You fucking moron. 22 years old. Jay-Z's too old to be rapping, according to the 22-year-old who apparently still thinks that he's a young thug. What the fraggly rock, okay? What the frag? Wow. Jay-Z's only 45 years old, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Jay-Z's 45. This asshole over here is fucking 22. 45 is too old to be rapping. Just pack it up. Seriously? What the fuck? What is happening in the world? What is? KS. KS. Huh? Is Lil Wayne too old to be rapping? Lil Wayne's 32. You're a part of Lil Wayne's crew, Mr. Thugga Thug. Mr. Williams, Jeff? Jeffrey? Hmm? Don't say stupid things, Jeffrey. You sound stupid. Okay? On a side note, I did not know that My Super Sweet 16 was still a thing. What? I used to love My Super Sweet 16. All those little rich, spoiled kids getting the birthday of their dreams, but still crying and bitching because they didn't get the color Mercedes that they wanted, or the fucking chandeliers to glow the right way. I love it. I love it. It shows you how ridiculous we are as a society. Wow. I'm being genuine with you guys right now, too. I really loved my Super Sweet 16. Like, it was awesome. I can't remember who it was. The one that had the quinceanera, they did a special. I want to say it was Big Pun or one of those Puerto Ricans or some shit like that. And they did a special My Super Sweet 15 for, you know, one of these rich Mexican people. And she's just, and they're always just the worst kids. Like, just, you watch it and you root for them to fail. Like, it's just like, I hope you can't get that cake. I hope you spoil ungrateful little shit. Like, it's like, wow, really? 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 Fucking Young Thug, huh? Jeffrey Williams. Never forget that for as long as I live. Fucking Jay-Z's too old to be rapping. I tell you, what the fuck? I don't even know. I don't even have words anymore. Let's just end the show. Let's end it. Fucking more music. Fucking jackass.
DJ White Rex Jersey.
Positive vibe up in this. Malik Farrar. Yeah. Going on. Time and time again, I feel like I'm about to blow. TNT, C4, a dynamite. I'm thinking tonight's the night. All this hard work will pay off when you give your artists no days off. I'm just trying to take off. This collective energy, the chemistry between my brain and memory, typically hitting me. These thoughts mentally, usually I be drained. Conflicted with trying, but usually I'm the same. Day to day fighting, overcoming and striving. I know a lot of niggas that gave up during the process, but I realized I'm way too hungry not to digest the life I've been chasing. I'm far from a diet, starving for success though. It's hard for me to let go. They say your dream's a gamble. Well, I'm placing my bets, ho. Doing all that I can to involve, to give in. 10,000 hours, man, I'm pushing 1,000 again. I've been patient, so the patience a part of suspense. I've been waiting, so the waiting's a part of the mix. And when it comes down to it, I'm prepared to do it. Built to be more and built to influence. Shout out to my niggas that's working hard to get through it. The road to success ain't easy, but believe me, it'll be worth it as long as you keep pushing. My time is coming soon. Wonder if they ready for it.
A recipe for failure so far away from my plate. Know my ribs would be touching if you told me that's what you ate. And that was all left. My last breath would be great, cause I know I was still grinding when my soul had escaped. Don't want nobody grieving, just press repeat on my tapes. Still live in a gray area, praying for clean slates. These are the breaks. But my pedal to the metal, RPMs hot as ever. Had four bangers and you hate. Nigga, please, ain't my fault, my disease ain't contagious. Could go about dummy missions and trips with lost wages. All due to the grind, and my mind is outrageous. Cause these bars come from stars, I be shining like Vegas. They always told me that this game was a gamble. One minute you could be hot, and then your life is in shambles. All in all, I still pick up this pen and just ramble. Count blessings and thankful for mentions on my Twitter handle. Really, I just wanna be an example. Show them soul, cause still go like the chicks in a sample. 90s flow till forever, hope this warning was ample. Every beat I ever touch, I try my best to dismantle. I just put it on wax and let it burn like a candle. I don't need a board meeting, got my niggas on panels. Y'all can have that crap rap, we just changing the channel. Y'all can have that crap rap, we just changing the channel.
It's survival of the fittest. Gonna fight till I'm finished. Now is the time. Only the strong survive. I'm gonna stand my ground. I won't back down. Cause only the strong survive.
On his beats, and it got me
bet you lose, but what else you gonna do? Beers on the table, but I gotta beat them under. It's ever since pushing up, but things looking fuzzy. How many thinking of me? If I fell off, they probably see my eulogy. What's up with the shooting me? Say I give a fuck, but I'll be a liar. For the upper echelons, I feel a new desire. I got real problems, it's like the next nigga. So you can miss me with that bullshit I'm talking about.
It's survival of the fittest. Gonna fight till I'm finished. Now is the time, only the strong survive. I'm gonna stand my ground. I won't back down. Only the strong survive.
But I stay motivated, so I believe in the American dream. Go for nothing in sight, no matter what's in the chains. I remember I was a big fan of Tupac, and every Tuesday I would hang at the record shop, giving him a grace, looking for the new tape. Yeah, I confess my love for the genre, but you can tell the game. Ever since I'm talking, I ain't had much, but I can say I dropped a lot of dollars on these projects, but I take it out of context. I'm not a sucker for the fame, I'm just playing a game. Chess and checkers, double or nothing. Put that on my right hand, I'm gonna show you something. So don't count me out, just let me in. I know it hurts when they see another brother win. Cause I'm in it for the gusto like BB King. I'm just singing my blues, so let me do my thing.
It's survival of the fittest. Gonna fight till I'm finished. Now is the time, only the strong survive. I'm gonna stand my ground. I won't back down. Cause only the strong survive.
Street knowledge
entertainment. Yeah, yeah, it's the full question. You witnessing the rise of a super saiyan, Peter Jones. And this time, he broke the whole team with him.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind, bang.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Niggas better watch where they mind at. New pilot hijacking it conscious, you heard? Content from a young scholar, priest to the nation. I don't crap low dollar, but I make them holler till they get strapped up. From the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at about this convergence, make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom, made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These lame rappers keep holding on, we're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show. But we run these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is old to me. Classic shit like D.O.D.'s. You will see the takeover. Not Jigga Man or Jehovah. Get your Philly hip hop makeover. Better yet, nigga, hang your space over the break.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind, bang.
Peter Jones said kill these niggas. What I'ma do, I'ma kill these niggas. Cause I don't feel these niggas. All these nerd ass rappers, and I'm tired of your little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a boob up, put it straight to your head, switch your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Brand heat like LeBron. Y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in death. Low loony, so I got them saying, whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and done, they're gonna know us. They say hip-hop is dead, well, you better be scared. Cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers.
with your mind, yeah. With your mind, man.
You know what time it is. Sassity the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. Ah, we good, use it like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like it's Hobie, baby. Got an attitude like I'm fucking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too pretty for your hustle. Cash rules, my mojo. When I come with the fofo, you better whoop, 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 whoop to the popo. When I squeeze in your photo, these fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you and laugh at money. Broke nigga, I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bitch, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the country that I got next. Old niggas better move over. I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches flying around. They be laughing in the new rover. Wanna save me with Peter Jones, you better do over. Nigga, know with the competition and with the proposition. And if it's a cap and roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you figure that's with the rewind button. And you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody wanna trade that chase. I'm on flat enough. You want more, you better grab your gun.
It's the SKE, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga, nigga with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker with your mind, bang. Nigga with your mind, nigga, nigga with your mind, bang.
So you're going to want to stay tuned for that shit. I have been talking into nothing. You guys couldn't hear me. It's been silent. The mic. I got to get used to the mic. But long story short, thank you guys for tuning in. Fucking yes, we can do this. A lot of new music coming for you very soon. New equipment I'll be having in the very near future. So it's going down, guys. Dutch and Royce is up next. Make sure that you're following us on Twitter, at It's MTN, and that you are liking the Facebook face, facebook.com/It's MTN, my time now, because you know what time it is. And Complex, I need you guys to do me a fucking favor, okay? I need you guys to stop talking like you know what you're fucking talking about, okay? And just go back to rating the top 100 porn professionals in the industry, because right now, ladies and gentlemen, for fucking Complex Magazine, in this day and time and moment, it is game the fuck over. Thank you guys. Good night.